All right, so we're diving into teamwork today. Specifically, this collaboration and teamwork skills self-assessment. You've probably seen these kinds of things before.
Yeah, they can be kind of intimidating. Like, am I really going to put myself out there and analyze my teamwork skills?
Exactly. But that's what we're here for.
Right.
To break it down, make it less scary, and actually pull out some useful tips, no matter what your starting point is.
Yeah.
Whether you're already a team superstar or, you know, have a little room to grow.
Totally. And this particular assessment, it's actually pretty well laid out. I was impressed.
Right. Like, it's not just some vague thing about be a good team player. It gets into the nitty-gritty with stuff like communication skills, collaboration, and contribution. They even have a whole section on team dynamics.
And problem solving and decision making, which, let's face it, that's where things can get really tricky in a team.
Oh, absolutely. But that's what makes this deep dive so interesting, I think. Because we're going beyond just defining what good teamwork looks like. We're looking at what it takes to actually improve those skills at every level.
And that's where the scoring system in this assessment gets really interesting, I think. Because it's not just pass or fail, you're ranking yourself, which adds this whole other level of nuance.
Okay, so let's talk about those score ranges, because that's where the really practical advice comes in.
For sure. So like, if you scored super high, 80 to 100, you might think, okay, I'm good, I aced it. But even then, there's always room for improvement, right? And the assessment actually suggests something pretty interesting. For high scorers, it's all about taking on a mentorship role.
Makes sense, right? If you're already killing it, why not help others level up too?
Yeah.
But then how do you mentor without being overbearing? You know, becoming that person everyone avoids in the break room.
Right. And the assessment actually addresses that directly. It talks about this idea of being a silent mentor, which at first I was like, what does that even mean? But then I read on and it's actually pretty cool.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Break it down for us.
It's all about modeling good communication, which, you know, it's one thing to be a good communicator, but it's another to be intentional about it so that other people on your team, they can actually see what good communication looks like in action.
So it's not about lecturing people on how to be better. It's about embodying those positive behaviors and letting them kind of rub off on others.
Exactly. Leading by example, but in a way that's subtle and empowering. And, you know, this whole idea of taking intentional action, it comes up again with another interesting point the assessment makes. It talks about the importance of feedback loops.
Oh, feedback. Always a fun topic, right?
Well, it doesn't have to be scary. But the point is, no matter how good you are, whether you scored an 80 or, you know, a 65, consistently seeking and giving constructive feedback, it's crucial. Keeps everyone on their toes in the best way possible.
And speaking of having room to grow, let's talk about those who scored in that 60 to 79 range. Solid team players, but always down to sharpen those skills.
Yeah, and for that group, the assessment really emphasizes the importance of active listening. But not just the passive kind, you know, where you're just waiting for your turn to talk.
Oh, tell me about it. I think we've all been there.
Right. But this assessment, it gets really specific about what active listening actually looks like in practice. It stresses, like, not interrupting. Which, easier said than done, I know.
Seriously, I am so guilty of interrupting sometimes, especially when I'm excited about an idea.
And it emphasizes really, truly trying to understand the other person's viewpoint, even if you don't agree with it. And that's where I think the assessment's take on conflict resolution is really interesting. It doesn't frame it as this big, scary thing to avoid, but more about de-escalation.
So instead of dreading conflict, it's about approaching it as an opportunity for deeper understanding and growth.
Yeah.
Like that.
Exactly. And that's where, you know, all this stuff about active listening and communication, it all comes together. Because when you can truly hear and understand your teammates, even when you disagree, that's when you can start to navigate disagreements constructively and maybe even turn those potentially tense situations into moments of, like, genuine connection.
And you know what else struck me about that section? It's how much emphasis it puts on giving feedback, even for people who scored in that like 60 to 79 range. Like, you'd think feedback is mostly for the people who really need to improve a lot. But even solid team players can benefit from that outside perspective.
Oh, 100%. And it's not just about like any kind of feedback either. It highlights how important it is to give the kind of feedback that actually helps people improve, you know? Not just a laundry list of what they're doing wrong.
Yeah, no one wants to hear that.
Exactly. So it talks about things like focusing on specific behaviors and like the impact of those behaviors, which is so much more constructive than just like vague criticism.
Oh, way more helpful.
Right. Okay, so Moving on, let's talk about the folks who scored between 40 and 59. What are some takeaways for them?
Yeah, what does the assessment have to say to that group?
Well, this is where I think self-awareness becomes super, super important, because it encourages people in this score range to really actively seek out feedback, even if it's a little uncomfortable at first.
Which, let's be real, it can be.
Yeah.
Hearing things we don't want to hear about ourselves, it's tough.
Oh, for sure. But the assessment makes this point that when you're open to feedback, even if you're not scoring as high in certain areas, you're actually showing your team that you're reliable, you're committed to getting better. And that builds trust, maybe even more than, you know, hitting every single target perfectly right out of the gate.
That's interesting, because it's almost counterintuitive, right? You'd think to build trust, you have to already be good at everything, but it's more about being open to learning and growing.
Exactly. And it all ties back to that whole growth mindset idea, you know, the idea that we can always learn and improve no matter where we're starting from.
Well,
yeah. And speaking of growth, the assessment actually goes on to encourage people in this score range to like actively step outside of their comfort zone.
Oh, I like that. So not just waiting for opportunities to come to them, but actually seeking them out.
Exactly. Like volunteering for tasks that maybe seem a little daunting or, you know, just different from what they're used to. Because that's how we grow, right?
100%. It's easy to stay in our lane and do what we're comfortable with, but that's not how you, like, level up your skills. Sometimes you got to embrace the challenge.
Totally. Okay, so for those who scored below 40, I really want to emphasize that. This assessment, it's not about judgment, you know. It's not about labeling anyone as bad at teamwork, but about providing support and resources for people who might find collaboration particularly challenging.
Yeah, I think that's so important to remember. Everyone is at a different point in their journey, right? And this assessment, it gets that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's full of really great advice and resources that are specifically designed to help people who are maybe just starting out with teamwork.
Absolutely. And it doesn't shy away from some of the tougher stuff either. Like, it talks about the importance of finding a mentor, someone you really connect with who can offer personalized guidance and support.
Oh, man. I wish I had a mentor when I was first starting out with teamwork. Just having someone to bounce ideas off of, someone who'd been there, done that, it would have made such a difference.
For sure. And it doesn't have to be this like formal mentorship either. It could just be a trusted colleague, someone you admire for their teamwork skills, you know.
Yeah.
Just having that person in your corner can provide that extra boost of confidence and support.
So true. And you know what I love about this section of the assessment? It ends on such a hopeful note. It really emphasizes that even small, consistent steps can lead to really big changes over time.
It's about progress, not perfection.
Exactly. It's not about becoming a teamwork superstar overnight. It's about celebrating those small victories and trusting the process.
And recognizing that everyone has something valuable to contribute, even if they're not quite sure how to harness it yet. You know, it's interesting, this whole thing about mentorship and support, it kind of ties into one of the most fascinating parts of the assessment for me, which is, it's how much emphasis it puts on emotional intelligence.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And not just as this, like, nice to have skill, you know, it emphasizes it across all the score ranges, even for people who are like just starting their teamwork journey.
That is interesting, because I think sometimes we underestimate how important emotional intelligence is to being a good team player.
Yeah.
Like, we focus so much on the technical stuff, the hard skills, but emotional intelligence is like just as important.
Oh, absolutely. And maybe even more important in some cases, because like, think about it, you're working on a project, things are getting stressful,
yeah.
Deadlines are looming, maybe some team members are getting a little, you know, defensive. That's where emotional intelligence becomes super critical.
Right, because it's not like you can just pretend those emotions aren't there.
Exactly. It's about recognizing those emotions, both in yourself and in your teammates, and then using that awareness to communicate more effectively, you know?
Totally. So it's not about being like, everything's fine,
yeah,
when it's clearly not. It's about being aware of what's going on emotionally and then using that self-awareness to actually like address the issue.
Yes. And the assessment actually gives a great example of how this might look in action. So let's say you're in a brainstorming session and one of your teammates, they're getting flustered, right? Someone with high emotional intelligence might pick up on that discomfort and kind of gently guide the conversation in a more positive direction, making sure that everyone feels heard and respected.
Yeah, it's about creating that space where everyone feels safe to share their ideas, you know? without feeling judged.
Exactly. Psychological safety is so huge. And that's something that this assessment really emphasizes throughout. And it also highlights the importance of celebrating each other's successes, no matter how big or small, you know,
yeah.
because that creates a more positive, more supportive environment overall.
Right. It's so easy to get caught up in the day-to-day grind of work and forget to, like, acknowledge those wins, big or small.
Mm-hmm.
But those little moments of celebration, they can make a world of difference.
100%. It strengthens those bonds and creates this sense of, like, shared accomplishment.
It's teamwork making the dream work, right?
There you go.
Well, I think that's a great place to wrap up our deep dives into this self-assessment. It's been fascinating to really break down all the different aspects of teamwork and see how they all kind of work together.
Me too.
So for our listeners, here's something to think about as you continue on your own teamwork journey. We've talked a lot about emotional intelligence today, but I'm curious, why do you think it might be even more important for successful teamwork than just having, like, the right technical skills?
That's a really great question. Something to chew on for sure.
It is. Maybe even go back and look at the assessment again with that lens.
Yeah.
Might unlock some deeper self-awareness. And, you know, a little self-awareness never hurt anyone.
It's all about that growth mindset.
Exactly. Well, thanks so much for diving into this with me. It's been a pleasure, as always.
Thanks for having me.